We're back here on the Business Forum Show. I'm Kevin Hunter. My guests in studio today are attorneys from the Lohman Abdo Law Firm, Robert Abdo, Jeffrey O'Brien, and Greg Perlberg. Right before the break, Bob, you were talking about how your law firm tries to position yourself within the team of support that the business owner needs. Dave, you wanted to say something about that. Go ahead.
He makes a really, really good point there, and he's talking about being part of a team and continuing to have support and relationship with the business owner. My experience with dealing with different lawyers, law firms, CPA firms, financial managers, wealth managers, that kind of thing. My experience with the business owners that I've worked with, that I've talked to, the only one of those that's ever really been, that they've consistently been good at constantly communicating to their clients, is the wealth manager, because they're making money typically on a regular basis. And in most cases, they find a lawyer or a CPA that talks to them, the CPA talks to them when it's tax time, and doesn't ever spend any conversation with them about planning taxes or whatever, what other services they can do, what else they can do for them. Lawyers are kind of the same way. It's, as he said, a emergency approach. I've got a problem, help me deal with this. And it's really, really good to hear that they're approaching it from a different direction of, let's try to take care of the problems before they become problems. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you end up dealing with a bunch of firemen, and that's always more expensive. It's always less effective, and it's always short term.
Well, we talk about this on the Business Forum Show all the time, and that is, there are so many people that start a business in their garage, or they were working with somebody and they said, well, I can do this better than my boss, so they go start a business. But a lot of people that are in that infancy stage of business, if they survive the first 12 months or 24 months of their business, many of them have to get a number of years down the road before they realize just how tough this game of business is. And we mention this all the time. There's 4% of the people that start a business venture will actually see a 10-year anniversary. Businesses in succeeding in it is really, really tough. So when we listen to the abundance of advice and information here, it's really in that smaller percentage of businesses that are really heeding this kind of advice and using it. And there's a reason why 4% of businesses are seeing a 10-year anniversary.
I think that, you know, we go back to the earlier discussion here about, you know, how do we, you know, maintain a relationship with our clients, and how do we, you know, how do you get them to accept our advice or pick up the phone when they have an issue? Part of it is, I think there's a misconception amongst a lot of business owners that the lawyer's job is to say no, mm-hmm. that we figure out what's wrong with the deal and blow it up. And they want their deal to be preserved so they don't come to the lawyer. They come only if there's a problem after the fact, and then we can clean up any mess that happens, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that's not really our role. I mean, a lot of times a client will come to me with a transaction, and I'll ask what the objective is. They may have a good idea as to what they're doing. They just may have it in a completely wrong form. So you rearrange a few pieces, and then it ends up being a little bit less liability and less problems down the road. Or did you think of that? Did you think of this? And you start to build trust. Mm-hmm. And I've had clients come to me that have been negotiating deals, and where maybe I'd be sitting on the other side waiting. I'm like, what's the holdup? And the client will say, well, their attorney's not like you. They're a no guy. Mm-hmm. You know, and so there are attorneys that will do that. You know, we're not going to try to substitute our business judgment for our clients. We'll have mm-hmm. those discussions. But ultimately, at the end of the day, the client has to make the decision about what level of risk they want to accept and what they want to do. Our job is to, you know, to figure out what their objective is and how to structure that in the best way from a legal standpoint, from a less taxing standpoint. So to get their other advisors involved, if their CPA needs to be involved, get the CPA on the phone. If you need their financial advisor on the phone, get them on the phone if you're talking about doing estate planning or something like that. Get the other advisors on the phone or in the room so you can have that holistic approach and get the deal done.
Well, Jeff, I think a recent example, I think I call it right-sizing the work to the transaction. We just worked on a deal where I asked the client, what's this deal worth to you in terms of, you know, liability, business opportunity, and it was small. But they had about 20, 30 different elements of the contract that needed review, and I found a way that, well, let's just cap the liability in this entire relationship at, you know, the money that you're potentially looking to make on this deal, and we'll skip the rest of it. You get the thing signed, you move on, and it was just, you know, one of those exercises that it's just much more effective for us to right-size it and look at it very quickly on the front end, as opposed to this untangle a liability nightmare down the road.
And in addition to that, you know, a lot of times they come to you when they've been sued, mm-hmm. or they want to sue. And you have to counsel them in connection with the economics of the whole thing. Once you get into it, if you are a defendant, you have no control over what's going on.
Very nice. Well, one of the things I'd like to do here in conclusion is give an opportunity for each of you, if you feel so inclined, to respond to this. But I'm really curious, what's the passion that drives you to do what you do with regard to practicing law and how you're representing business? Greg, we'll start with you.
Well, I think what gets me in the office every day is somewhat of the unknown. Clients are always presenting new, unique, interesting opportunities to potentially advise and help with. And I think I resonate, I guess, Bob's thought on this. It's the long-term client relationships where you have the client calling to talk not only about a legal issue, but to talk about they just closed a great deal on a contract you might have helped them with 2 years ago. It's that sort of like ongoing reinforcement and that sort of ongoing, I guess, adventure of the job. It's not simply filling out forms with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. It's actually finding problems to, you know, difficult to solve solutions. So it's, you know, our form of Pirates of the Caribbean, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But it truly is a treat to come into work and not have the same, you know, set of issues every day. It truly is an adventure.
Jeff?
I'm much the same way. You know, I kind of have an entrepreneurial bent, and I kind of like, it's a source of pride for me to see a new business launch. We you know, one of the areas that we work a lot in is with these craft breweries, and it's always fun to go to the opening of one of the breweries, knowing that that was something that started out paperwork in our office.
And it has nothing to do with the beer, right?
Not at all.
I was going to say, is product sampling a requirement of your job?
That's just a positive side effect. No, seriously though, the relationships and the sense of accomplishment of being able to help a client over the finish line on a transaction or a launch of a venture, that's what keeps me coming into the office.
Bob, how about you? What's your passion?
Well, these guys pretty well expressed it. The problem-solving part of it is really fun. Being part of a team where everybody has the right idea and the right exposure, the right ability to be able to come up with a solution to a difficult or happy problem. You know, there are problems in businesses when you're expanding. There are problems in businesses when you're failing. And there are very few problems when everything's just going according to Hoyle. So it's fun to be part of that, where you have good, intelligent people that have different points of view as they look at a problem and try to come up with a solution, and it's really a fun way of dealing with it. You know, we're all kind of egocentric in a way, and it's you know, I like to try to, when we're dealing with our individual clients, look at the totality of the client itself, not only from the business point of view, but how do other things affect other things in their life, their family, their estate planning, their wealth management, where they want to be ultimately in their life, because there's a lifespan that we all have, and you have to have some kind of a plan, as I've been told many times before, to accomplish the plan. If you go willy-nilly, you don't accomplish it. You have to know where you're going.
Sure.
And we like to try to take and help define that. And I'll tell you, we've been very fortunate, and I've been fortunate. I've been practicing over 40 years. I've enjoyed the practice of law and the interaction with my clients themselves, because I've learned a lot. And you learn a lot from people who are very creative. It doesn't make any difference what their educational background is. Some are extremely creative, some are extremely practical, some are extremely intelligent. I've really developed not only legal lawyer-client relationship, but friendships with them over the years that have been long-lasting. And when you learn all that, there's a lot of self-satisfaction in mentoring new young entrepreneurs as they begin their business and begin their journey. To have all that enthusiasm that we once all had, you know, that has been tempered by experience and been tempered by some difficulties that we've had in our lifetime, to try to take and help them get a good vision of what's going on, and a practical vision. So, and I also like practicing with my partners.
I was going to say that's a very nice collaborative environment that we've created for ourselves and for our clients. That it's unusual that any client gets the benefit of only one lawyer. Usually it's a very team-centric approach.
We've got good lawyers here that are good people, that are have good values, that generally have the same culture. That's a unique thing, and you know, I enjoy the firm as a result of that. And those are things that make me happy and make me want to show up every day.
Well, I can tell you, Bob, one of the things that I'm very impressed by is the wealth of knowledge, obviously, sitting at this table, and the things that you've shared with us. Dave even commented that how few business people really know the things that you've elaborated on. And one of the things I'm very impressed by with your firm is we're talking to 3 out of 40 of the possible attorneys that are here. I can't imagine a legal question that your firm doesn't know the answer to at some level somewhere. Somebody knows how to address that problem for them. And so what a great resource you are from a legal standpoint for our listening audience out there. I want to remind our listeners that we have in studio with us today Bob Abdo, Jeffrey O'Brien, and Greg Perlberg, representatives from Lohmann Abdo Attorney Office right here in Minneapolis in the IDS building. If you're interested in reaching out to these guys, you can find them on the web at lohmann.com. You can also contact the office at 612-339-8131. Again, 612-339-8131. It's been a pleasure visiting with you, gentlemen. Thanks for coming on the Business Forum Show.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
I'm Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show. For myself, David Ford, and all the staff of the Business Forum Show, until next time, good night, everybody.